Ça va.
With your permission. Parashat Noach. The Gemara tells us last week the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu regretted the creation of this world. And Hashem said He's going to destroy the world. Says the Gemara, Noach was included in the Gezerah. And Hashem made up His mind to destroy the world. He decided to destroy Noach as well. Then, second thought, says the Gemara, Hashem decided to leave Noach. Noach found favor in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. And the change, the Torah will tell us this week's parasha, El Todot Noach, Noachi Tzadik Tamim Ea B'dorotav. Comes the Gemara and says that Noach was very, very pure and holy, as well as very humble. Tamim, Mara says humble. So that, Chachamim explained, this why so-called HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind about Noach. Even though that in the first thought Hashem decided to destroy the whole world, including Noach, but since he saw Noach is a tzaddik and is humble, Hashem changed his mind. Nevertheless, come the Torah and says, Bedorotav in his generation, come Chachamim and Gemara and say that Noach is a tzaddik tamim in his generation. But if he would be in Abraham's generation, even though he was, Abraham 58 years old, Abraham was 58 years old when Noah died. Nevertheless, the Gemara says it's not the whole time, Abraham was not the whole time with Noah. But the Gemara says Hashem wants to emphasize something in the Torah, when Hashem says Noah was a tzaddik in his generation, to exclude, to tell you in his generation with all the wicked people, he was a tzaddik tamim. But if he would have been in the generation with Abraham, he wouldn't be tzaddik, wouldn't be considered tzaddik. It's a very, very strange statement, since when you measure people and you compare people, you say if Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai would be in time of Moshe Rabbeinu, it would be nothing. If Abraham would be in time of Yitzchak, it would be nothing. You don't talk like this. Gemara says the opposite. Gemara says, the Gemara says, whoever you have in your generation, this is the giant and this is the rabbi, and you don't look and you compare it to another rabbi. If this rabbi would be in a different generation, it would be different. Here comes the Gemara and says a very dry statement that Noah was a holy man and very outstanding in his generation, to exclude that if he would be in Avram, why Avram? Why not Yitzchak? Why not Adam HaRishon? The Gemara says, in Abraham's generation, it would be nothing. One version of the Gemara says, if it would be in the time of David, it would be nothing. Abraham, David, what do you have, David? So comes the Torah and tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Noah and tells Noah, listen, I'm fed up with the people, with the universe, I'm going to destroy the universe. What I would like you to do is, I would like you to build an ark. A teva. And this will take about 120 years. I'm going to wait 120 years. You, Mr. Noach, started the building of the teva now, and you should know you will be busy with these 120 years. Says the Gemara, Noach went to Turkey, and he got some wood from Turkey. So I say, go for a special wood to build the teva. By the way, the teva was found on the mountains between Iran and Turkey. You can see it. You can see it on the site. Ararat, yeah. You can see it on the site. Eshatora.com. You can see the teva over there, all over on the top. So Noach went over there originally to get a special tree, because Hashem told him to use that tree. It's a secret. Why? But Hashem told him that tree he can use. And then you put tar from outside, and from inside, and make rooms for all the creatures, the animals. And the Gemara tells us that Noach, while he was busy building the Teva, people walked on the street and asked him, Noach, what is this? Noach said, it's a flood. Sandy is coming. It's going to be a big tsunami with a lot of rain, and all of you will die. Says the Gemara, the people used to say, yeah, we'll die, and you what? He says, I'm going to go in. I said, don't worry about it. The minute it starts raining, you, the first one, will catch and kill you. And this went on for 120 years. Very strange. Hashem would like to save Noah. Hashem has his way. Hashem doesn't need our advice if he wants to save somebody. But Hashem told Noah, that's what you're going to do in 120 years. After 120 years, he tells him, you're going to come to the Teva, and Hashem will direct all the creatures from all over the world to come to the Teva. And the kosher ones are going to be 7 pairs per kind, birds and animals. The rest of the creatures, 1 pair per kind, and you go inside the Teva. So I'd like you to buy food. Ata kach lecha. You have to buy. So you go and get food for all the creatures. And Hashem did not tell him how long it's going to be. It's going to be a big journey, cruise. He's going to go inside the Teva, and he's going to be busy. Now, as a zookeeper. A zookeeper, the Gemara says the first floor was the garbage and the dirt from all the animals. It's not New York City, you can throw out from the window. So everything has to be kept inside the Teva, all the dirt, discharge from all the animals you can imagine. Can you imagine when you go to the Bang Zoo, and it's going to be, everybody's going to be compact inside the Teva. And this is the one that Hashem tells him in his face, say, you tzaddik, Noach, I love you, you tzaddik, and I'm going to save you, and I'm going to make you the zookeeper. I mean, a zookeeper, can you imagine? Imagine Hashem loves somebody. It's the only person ever that Hashem told him in his face that he's a tzaddik, is holy man. And I'm going to, Hashem is going to save him. He's going to make him a zookeeper. Zookeeper for 365 days. The Gemara says that his son Shem met Eliezer with Abraham years later. And Eliezer asked him, tell me something. What happened in the Teva, in the ark? And Shem told him, listen, our father, Noah, and we, me and my brothers, running 24/7 to feed all the animals. We had no moment to rest. Some animals eat during the day, some animals eat during the night. And one day he tells him, you know, my father Noah brought the lion some food, and he was late in a minute. It was late a second, few minutes. So the lion punched him. And my father, until today, spitting was, went even at the time he was dead already. But until then, he came out of the favor. He used to spit blood and cripple. Couldn't walk straight. From the bank of the lion. This is Hashem said, you tzaddik. Hashem said that he loves you, and you're going to be the one that is going to continue the world. And here he was late for a few minutes to bring the lion his food. So the lion all of a sudden jumped on him and hit him, punched him. Noah was almost dead. I said, that's the one Hashem loves so much. That's the one Hashem told him, you tzaddik. That's the one that Torah described in tzaddik, tamim, humble and holy. Look what happened. So what if he was late for a few minutes? So what does it mean? What does it mean? What a punishment is this? So the Torah tells you that Noah was inside the Teva for 365 days. At the end of the journey, and everything got dried, Noah says his children told him, okay, open the door. And Noah said, no, I can open the door. I can open the door. I'll wait till Hashem will reveal himself to me again and tell him to go out. Hashem told me to go in. I'm going to wait. Finally, Hashem came over to him and said, go outside. He goes outside. But Noah tells us that the Gemara says he went to Yerushalayim. He went to Yerushalayim. He built an altar on the same place that Adam, Cain and Hevel, had their altar, And of course the altar got broken from the flood. And he sacrificed over there. He sacrificed to Hashem. Says the Torah that Hashem smelled. Hashem smelled the sacrifices, and Hashem said, you know what? Since I smelled it, I promise I will not bring a flood again. Tsunami, yes. Send his sister, send his brother, yes. But as far as the flood is concerned, to destroy the whole world, no. No. Hashem said no. Why? Said, because Noah sacrificed to Hashem. So, because if he sacrificed to Hashem, then Hashem has to promise such a thing. And Hashem said, I'm going to bring the rainbow as a witness. Every time I'm going to be upset at the people, the rainbow is going to come out. It's going to come out a rainbow. I said, I'm going to look at the rainbow. I'm going to remind myself, no, I promise not to bring a flood. Every time you see a rainbow, the world is in danger. So Gemara says that if you see a rainbow outside, don't show it. Don't call people, come see the rainbow, come see the rainbow. The rainbow is a bad sign, not a good sign. It means Hashem is very angry and Hashem wants to destroy the world at that moment. But since Hashem looks at the rainbow, it's in the text in the Torah, Hashem says, okay, I'll come down. I won't destroy the world. It's a special bracha that you have to say, but at that moment, it's a dangerous moment. And I said, oh, look how nice it is. You're not supposed to look at it. And you're not supposed, you saw it. You don't call people, come, see the rainbow. It's a very dangerous thing, rainbow. Then the Torah tells us, that Noah decided that he wants to have some wine. Says the Torah, says the Gemara, that Noah, when he went inside the Teva, he brought along with him a branch of a fig tree and a branch of a grape. Like him, after the whole thing is over, he goes and he planted the branch from the grape. From the vineyard, and the Gemara says the devil, the Satan, came over to him and told him, listen, I see that you like to have wine so much, I have a patent for you. If you want it to grow very fast, I'll tell you what to do. So you have to slaughter a few animals with the blood, you just water it, and it's going to grow fast. And the Satan was standing by, and he made like some kind of a voodoo, some kind of a magic. And all of a sudden the whole thing grew and had grapes. And then Noah took the grapes and squeezed them. And the Satan, with some magic, made it like alcohol, with a high 25% alcohol. And then Noah took one sip and he got drunk. He got drunk, says the Gemara, is not doing well anymore. He's getting undressed, you know. So the Torah tells you that Shem and Yefet, the two of his brothers, came and they covered him. In the meantime, Ham, one of his children, did something to him. Did something not nice to him. And then the Gemara said, Noah had a dream. In his dream, he saw that his son Ham did something to him. So he wakes up. He's not drunk anymore. And he found out that he was not dressed properly, and he was covered with a cover. And he says, bless. In a dream, he already knew that two of his children covered him. He said a big, big blessing to Shem, and then to Yefet, and then he cursed Ham. He cursed Ham. And says, he's going to be a slave. Shame on you, what you did. It's finished. Noach is finished, it's finished. Comes the Gemara and tells us, comes the Mishnah and tells us, you should know, that's the story about Noach. You read Noach. What happened to him? Nothing. You don't know anything about Noach. So you ask somebody today, you know about Noach? Yeah, Noach got drunk. I says, we all come from Noach. Noach, the one that found favor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. He says, what credit you give him? Nothing. Who is your father? Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. What about Noach? Nothing. Comes the Mishnah. And the Kiyavot says like this. You know, there are 10 generations for mankind, from Adam HaRishon to Noah. Says the Mishnah like this. All the generations, most of the people did not behave. Most of them. Acheba Noah, until Noah. Noah was okay. Yeah. Continues the Mishnah. 10 generations from Noah to Abraham. Again, most of the people did not behave. עד שבא אברהם מנתיל אברהם אבינו קיים, המשנה said, and he so called collected the rewards of all of them. So the Mishnah gives credit to Avraham Avinu, and the Mishnah says Avraham Hashem granted him with the big reward. As the Gemara says, that everybody is going to have Olam Haba, but not everybody is going to get there. So the Gemara says, so what's going to happen with the parts of those people that never get there? The Gemara says, other people get it. He says, how do you know this thing? The Mishnah says the Pirkei Avot. Mishnah says the generations from Noach to Avraham, and maybe according to some Chachamim, the generations from creation to Avraham, the 20 generations, talking about millions of people, they were supposed to get some good rewards from some good deed they did. Since they didn't behave, Hashem didn't give it to them. Instead, Hashem gave it to Avraham Avinu. And Noach got nothing. Noach got nothing. What do you mean Noach got nothing? Mishnah said, no, Avraham got everything. I said, what about Noach? Nothing. I read the text in the Mishnah. I said, Noach is tzaddik tamim. Hashem describes Noach as a holy man, as a very humble, down to earth. What happened to his reward? Nothing. Avraham got everything. As a reward to Avraham, it's very, again, we read things, you know, Avraham got a reward. He says, because, you know, next week's Parasha, Lech Lecha, we'll find about Avraham, this, that, you know. Avraham Avinu, everybody thinks Avraham Avinu. Says, but to say that Noah got nothing and Avraham got everything, very strange. Come Chachamim and tell us like this. He tell us, he says, no, he says, one of the 630 mitzvot is to build Bet HaMikdash. So it's the Rambam. It's a special mitzvah to build Bet HaMikdash, and the purpose of it is sacrifices. 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 What is so special about sacrifices? That you have to be Bet HaMikdash for this. If you tell me Bet HaMikdash, B'tibit Filaikar Al-Kol HaChol HaAmim, he says, I'm going to pray over there, Hashem is there. He says, Rambam, listen, the mitzvah is to bring sacrifices. The whole Bet HaMikdash, the whole area, the whole thing, the whole purpose, sacrifices. So the Chachamim explained to us, the reason for that is, when you sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is like Hashem is the king. Actually, really, next to the parasha, we'll find that Avraham Avinu built few times altars and sacrifices. Right when he got to Israel, he started sacrificing. So what is this? He said, well, I want to explain to you something. Until Avraham Avinu, 20 generations, no one called HaKadosh Baruch Hu the master of universe. Says the Gemara, when Avraham Avinu, when he was a child, and he was trying to figure out who is running the world? And he saw the sun during the day, the moon during the night, and this and that. He was thinking, he said, listen, must be a boss here. Ishno ba'ala bira. He said, there is a boss here. Says the Gemara in the text, next to Parashah, you see, Avraham Avinu calls HaKadosh Baruch Hu my master. That's what we refer to Hashem all the time, what we call Amunai. He says, my master. He says, where did you get this name? This Gemara says, Avraham got it. He says, what does it mean? That means an obligation, that you know you have a boss. It means you cannot act and move and do what you want unless that you know the boss approves it. It's the Rambam. The Rambam in his commentary says, you know, you should know. He says, you have to know there's a boss. I says, I know there's a boss. I says, the Rambam, well, let me see how you behave. The Rambam says, don't behave outside with the long beard and the sombrero and the peyote, he goes, and then he goes out to the basement, he's watching something he's not supposed to watch. Says the Rambam, let's call Chilul Hashem. That's Chilul Hashem. Nobody saw anything. Says the Rambam, you disgrace Hashem. I said, what do you mean disgrace Hashem? Nobody saw, only myself over there. He said, one time I heard Rabbi Reisman said it, or Shiva of Torah Vedat, he said, that lady left her husband in the house, and he's going to take a shower, the phone rings. The phone rings, he said, I'm going to the shower, I should pick up the phone. He picks up the phone. So his wife's on the phone, he says, honey, he says, I forgot, downstairs in the basement, I left the iron on, can be a fire. Can you go disconnect the iron? So he thinks himself, you know, nobody's in the house, he's ready to take a shower, you know, he's already ready to go to the shower, but you know, it can be a fire. I says, well, what shall I get dressed now? He runs downstairs, he opens the door, there's 100 people over there. Surprise, birthday party. This is the Rambam, his commentary. I says, you don't understand, it's called Chilul Hashem. It's not Hashem. I says, if you believe there's a boss, it is Hashem, the way you dress, the way you walk, the way you talk, what comes out from your mouth? Comes out of your mouth? He says, you know there's a boss? He says, that boss means it's all over. He says, how do you say such a thing? How did you do such a thing? It means you don't believe there's a boss. That's what Rambam says. It's called Chilul Hashem. It's a disgrace Hashem. Well, I didn't do nothing. Nothing public, nothing. What did you do? Nothing. He said, listen, if there's a boss, you know, it's Melech Malchei Abichem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Rambam. That's called Kiddush Hashem. He says, listen, that's the purpose of the Kaddish. That's the purpose of our life. If you know, you believe in Hashem? Yeah. You know what Hashem is all about? Hashem, of course. God Almighty. This is the biggest. Okay. Let me see if you consider him. So the Gemara says, Abraham is the first one understood it. In his behavior, he called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my master. What's the big one? Everybody can say this. You can say everybody on the street, hello, my master. Hello, my master. Yeah, no, it's your master up to that point. Then, finish is not your master, and you do what you want. Abraham said in Exodus Parasha twice. He says, Hashem Elohim. He says, no, my master, my master. That's why the Chachamim said that's the purpose of the sacrifices. The Torah says that Hashem asks us to go to Beit HaMikdash three times a year. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. The Torah says, so you go up to Beit HaMikdash, you know why? Leraot et pnei Adon, Hashem Elohim. He says, you come to say hello to the boss. That's the purpose, go to Beit HaMikdash. So the purpose is, we should know, it's called Malchut, it's called Kingdom. This is the ultimate goal. Yerushalayim is Malchut. Eretz Israel is the place of Hashem. Yerushalayim is so-called the capital of Hashem. It says, Tishkom b'tir Yerushalayim, Irach. It says in the 18th, Yerushalayim Yerach b'achamim tashuv. It says, Tivnei Yerushalayim Irach. It says, this is the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's his place, Yerushalayim. So Chachamim, that's what Hashem said. The mitzvah to build Beit HaMikdash only in Yerushalayim. This is the place. This is the capital of Hashem. And bring sacrifices like this, you tell Hashem, yes, you, my boss, you can bring a present to the boss. That's the purpose of the sacrifices. That's what Rabbi tells us, that Abraham built an altar. Maybe went a few times, he went in Israel, Hashem told him certain things, he built an altar, said, thank you, my boss, thank you, my boss. The ultimate goal is to see that Hashem is the boss. But says the Gemara, but you should know one thing. It only is going to happen to a person to feel if Hashem is the boss, if a person will feel that he is nobody. Down to earth. Because if you feel you're somebody, so you're going to have a question. Hashem, why like this? Hashem, how come it's like this? Well, I'll settle with the Kadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur, the certain things I did. And it says, only if you nobody, then Hashem is somebody. But if you think you're somebody, says the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, you and me cannot be under the same roof. He says, if you have too much pride, dochek raglei hashchina, like you push a Kadosh Baruch Hu away. You have to walk on yourself, says the Rambam, from day one, to be down to earth. That's after Shmoneser says, Nafshi kafala kol tiyeh. He says, this is, test yourself. Test yourself. He says, a worm is going to be stepped by an elephant. She won't start to scream at the elephant. It says, this you, David HaMelech says, Anochi tolad velo ish. You have to feel like you are warm. It says, the Gaon Mevilna, it says, because the Gemara, it says, what is your job on this world? What is really your job? It says, your job is to close your mouth. You have to be like mute. What does it mean? It says, Gaon Mevilna, says the Gemara, it says, the Zohar, it says, the Patach Eliyahu, Pe Malchut. It says, if you see, if you know if Hashem is here, and Hashem is in him, and Hashem is watching you, it says, you know what the test is? Your mouth. If you say certain things, Chas v'Shalom, words are not supposed to be said, or who knows what, it means that you have no understanding what is a boss mean. Boss means that he's everywhere, and he's watching you, and he's looking at you, and what did you say? The boss is here. even there, say something if your boss is standing in front of you, and who knows, he might do something to you. He says, that's the thing that a person has to have. The Rabbi Vilna writes in his letter to his mother, to his wife, on when he was away to Eretz Israel, he says, he says, this is your job. Test yourself. I said, well, test yourself. If you can say the right words all the time, and you're not going to say something comes out from your mouth, that it's not proper, or it's not the place, or it's not necessary, he says, don't say, the boss is here. Chacham used to tell us, you should know, that's what Zohar said, the word neshama is abbreviation. Neshama is Noach Shet Moshe Hevel, that Moshe is being described by the Torah, not Rav HaGaon, not a tzaddik, Eved Hashem, humble. Just say what's so big about humble? So Moshe is humble. So what? What can you tell me about Moshe? No, humbleness means that you know there's a boss. That's what means humbleness. Even though Moshe was so great, and just listen, there's a boss here. As a boss, I'm not going to do anything. That's why Hashem speaks to Yeshua, tells Yeshua, Moshe Avdi met. He didn't tell him, Moshe Rabbeinu the Mekubal, Moshe Rabbeinu the leader of Israel is dead. He said, he's my slave. What do you mean he's a slave? He says that Moshe all his life felt he's a slave of Hashem because of his humbleness. That's what Eliyahu Navi is being described in the Tanakh. Eliyahu Avdi, says Yaakov Avdi, it says Kalev Avdi. I said, a few people got this title. I said, it depends how humble you are. You're down to earth. David Avdi, Nasi Betocham, David Avelech. I said, what is this? I said, humble. I said, well, that is to reach the stage of called Malchut, Sfirat Malchut in Kabbalah. But it means that you know that there is a boss. That's what Hashem wants. So, Elohim asat Adam Shirami Panav. Shlomo said in Kohelet, Akadim who made us that we should be afraid of him. Moshe said before he died, you know what Hashem wants from you? Be afraid of him. Why? Because if you're afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll never do anything wrong. Never do. You know why you do something not proper? Because you don't believe Hashem is watching you. If you would know there's a boss who's watching you, you never do it. If you're gonna assign a policeman next to you the whole day, you'll never drive over the limit, and you're never gonna drive through red light because the policeman is next to you. You have to feel Hashem is always next to you and always watching you. David HaMelech said, Shlomo HaMelech said, Moshe Rabbeinu said, listen, that's the goal. That's the goal. Like this, you behave 100%. Now we come back to Noah. We come to Gemara. Let me explain to you about Noah. Hashem decided first to destroy the world, including Noach. Then Hashem's so-called second thought said, you know what? I love Noach. Noach matzachem b'nei Hashem. I love Noach. I said, why Hashem loves Noach? What happened? The Gemara said, Noach also did not behave properly, 100%. Ramim suggests some proofs from the Gemara that Noach also stole. Everybody steals. Chafetz Chaim said, all of us exaggerate. Most of us lie. The Gemara says, Rubam begezel. The Gemara says, most of the people steal. Mutam barayot. Rabbi Yisrael Gandhi says, the Gemara, most of the thieves are Jews. Aleinu lo alechem. So, says the Gemara, that Noach was found favorite in Hashem's eyes. He says, why? The Gemara says, no, Hashem says it in the Torah. He was a holy man. Was very pure. And also humble down to earth. Tamim. You know, it's the boss, right? So it's the boss. Let me tell you, Noach. In order for you to keep your stage, to feel I'm a boss, let me tell you what you're going to do. You go now to Turkey, and you go chop some wood, special wood, say gopher. And you're going to be busy 120 years to build the teva. And people walk on the street, and says, Rabbi Noach, what is it all about? Noach will answer them, Mabul is coming, flood is coming, you're going to die. And the Gemara says, yeah, when? Tomorrow? I said, Noach said, no, 120 years. I said, oh yeah, 120 years, very nice. And what are you planning to do? I'm planning to go inside. Oh yeah? And leave us outside? Let me tell you, we're going to show you a lesson. We're going to teach you a lesson. Well, if you're going to go inside, we're going to break the table. That went 120 years like this. Noach was like a computer. Like a software talking to the people, and they laughing at him, says the Gemara. Then Hashem says, Noach, listen, I want to explain to you something. The only way you'll be able to survive if you'll be a zookeeper. What do you think I am? I'm a zookeeper too, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, every place you see how giant Hashem is, you see his humbleness. Says the Gemara, Torah and Vim Kterim, Hashem talks, and Hashem said, you know what I do? I'm a Farnes. Every creature has food. Says the Hashem takes care of orphans, widows, converts. Says the Gemara, Masechet Megillah. Listen, Hashem is humble. He says, humble. I says, Noach, listen. You want to survive? There's only one condition. That you'll be down to earth. How is down to earth? You can be the big rabbi giant, Noach. You become a zookeeper. That's only. That shows how humble you are. I said, listen, it's not my kavod, my respect. I'm a big rabbi, a big sombrero. I know Kabbalah, I know Zohar, I know this, I know that. When they told me the true story in Tel Yeshiva, in Cleveland, a lady called the Rosh Yeshiva, his name was Motcha Gifter. I told him I got married, and my husband told me, I'm not going to take the garbage out. Because I go to Yeshiva. It's not my job, it's your job. So the Yeshiva said to the lady, fine. We'll see. The next morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, the Rosh Yeshiva went to the door and knocked on the door. And the man jumped out of his bed and said, who is this? He said, the Rosh Yeshiva said, Max Gifter. He didn't say Rabbi Gifter, he says Max. His name was Mordechai. He said, Max Gifter, I'm here to pick up your garbage. I heard, it's not your respect to take the garbage out for your wife. I'm here to take the garbage for you. He says, Noach, your survivor is by being down to earth. Down to earth, what do you mean? Now, 1 year you're going to be inside the teva, and you're going to wash all the animals, and you're going to clean all the dirt, and you're going to feed everything, and that's going to give you the right to survive. Because if you think you're big, it means I'm small. You have to be down to earth. You're down to earth right now, fine. Now you're going to go into the teva, he says, the hero. Mr. Noach is the hero. He's the survivor of the Titanic. He's the survivor of the airplane crash. He's a holy man. He's going to come outside. He's going to wave to everybody. He's going to go off the steps of the airplane. Hello, hello. I say, listen, you don't understand. This is your death penalty. You want to survive? The Gemara says. You want to die? The Gemara says. Masechet Tamid, page 32. You want to die? The Gemara says, very much. Just show off. Show off, you die. You want to live, says the Gemara? Die. What do you mean, die? I said, make yourself small and small and small down to earth, you live. Make yourself big, says the Gemara, you die. You, Mr. Noach, I wanted to kill you. I'm to destroy you with the whole rest of the universe. But I decided to keep you because you're humble. But you have to keep your humbleness. You have to make sure that you're humble for the rest of your life. I said, what? You're going to be a zookeeper for the animals for 1 year. Okay? Noah goes in the teva, he closes the teva. As Eliezer of Abraham was told by Shem, running around 24-7. One day he got late to the lion. The lion punched him. Noah, since then, spat blood all the time. And was crippled. The Gemara said he came out of the teva, and he decided he wants to sacrifice to Hashem. And Noach learned Torah. He learned by Chanoch. Chanoch learned by Adam HaRishon. And he knew the Torah. And he knew that the cripple cannot serve as a Kohen. So the Gemara, Noach was supposed to be Kohen Gadol, not Kohen. But now he cannot walk straight. So he called up his son Shem. He said, "Listen, I'm here. But you will be my messenger, you sacrifice. I can't, I'm crippled. You know what the lion did to me." I said, "What happened? What did you do?" In the meantime, says the Gemara, listen, says the Torah, the text, Hashem saw that Noach decided to sacrifice upon himself. Hashem said, Says, you see, there's hope for people. There's hope for people. He says, no, he knows that I'm the boss. Even though that he comes outside, and we'll talk in a second what happened, why the lion hit him. But, you know, the Torah says every time somebody brings the sacrifice of the Tamigdash, he has to bring it for 6 conditions. There's the Mishnah in Masechet Zvachim, and he said one of the things, L'reach Nichoach, he says, yeah, bring it to the boss. He says, where do you get this concept? from Noach. Vayarach Hashem et Reach Hanichuach. Noach sacrifices. Why are you sacrificing? To the boss. I'm here. I came out of the Teva. And I'm the only survivor. I says, instead to be proud, here I am. I own the whole world, the whole real estate. He says, Noach said, I have to build an altar. Went to Yerushalayim, build an altar, sacrificing it to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am still your slave. And all of a sudden, he decided he wants some wine. He has a branch of a vineyard stuck in the ground, and the story goes on. He said, you know what a problem? One problem. Hashem told you, collect food for you and the animals. Did Hashem tell you to bring a branch of a fig tree because you love figs or because you love wine? He brought, the Gemara says, a branch of a vineyard. I said, he wants wine. I said, did Hashem tell you this? He says, you moved upon yourself. And where's the boss? You forgot there's a boss. What did the boss tell you? You have to follow exactly what the boss said. What did the boss say? The boss said, bring food. Why do you bring a branch? Because when you come out of the Teva, you already want to have wine. So the whole world is being destroyed. You're going to be inside the Teva, and you're going to hug your branch, and it says, with God's help, I'll come out of the Teva. I'm going to have my Carmel Mizrahi wine. I said, really? Did Hashem tell you to bring the branch? What did Hashem tell you? Let me tell you something. I'll wake you up. One day you can bring food to the lion that he is the king of all the animals. That lion, his image is in Kisei HaKavod. It represents one of the angels. Says the Zohar. I said, you come to the lion to bring him food and he's going to bang into you. I said, Noah, what did they do? What did you do? You don't know what you did? In the Teva, you brought something the boss did not tell you to bring. What do you mean you brought it? Who asked you to bring a vineyard into the Teva or a branch of figs? Well, all the calculate, doesn't matter, Hashem never told you this. So the king punched you. It means you're missing something in the kingdom. That's called to follow instructions by the hair. HaKadosh Baruch Hu metnagdekim ha-tzadikim kechut ha-sarah. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the tzadikim like a hair. So what do you mean like a hair? Am I the boss? I'm not the boss. I'm not the boss. It says every move that you do, you have to say, where are you now? What do you do now? What do you say now? What do you have in mind now? The boss is here. Continue to Torah. Look what Torah tell you. In 1 second, he's drunk. Okay? He's drunk, so what do you do when you're drunk? And what I mean he's drunk, he takes off his clothing. He says, what? What's wrong with you? What is this, birthday party? You're in the basement? What happened to you? His son, Ham, goes over to him while he's not dressed and does something to him embarrassing. Then he fell asleep. In his dream, the Gemara says he sees that his son does it to him and his two other children cover him. He gets up, and he remembers the dream. So what does he do? He curses his son. Curse come from your mouth? Pe malchut? Who has such a thing to curse somebody? Who gave you a right to curse anybody? Who are you to curse? You know why I did it to you? It's your fault. Why did you get drunk? You know why you got drunk? Because you didn't follow the instructions. You were told to bring food to the Teva, not Shivas Regal and not Tequila. I didn't. You brought a branch. Why you brought a branch? Because you want to get wine. Did Hashem, did the boss tell you to bring it? Ah, consequences. This is what happened. You didn't listen to God, it means he betrayed God, it means he's no boss, and here you got drunk, and here now you curse him with your mouth. Finish, says the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. Asar Adorot, 10 generations from Adam Rishon to Noah. Noah got nothing. Erased him. If he would have been, says the Gemara, in the time of Abraham Avinu, Noah would consider nothing. What are you trying to tell me? Since when you measured tzaddikim? No, I'm trying to tell you something else. And to tell you, listen, Noach in the beginning was very, very humbled, and that's why Hashem saved him. And Hashem said, I save you because you know I'm a boss. I told you, go build the Teva. I told you you're going to be a zookeeper. I told you. I said, look what happened to you. Look what happened to you. In 1 minute, I'm no more boss. He got drunk? What do you mean he got drunk? Where's the bus? How can he get drunk? How can he get drunk? Even on Purim, Erev Chachamim said, how can he get drunk of Purim? How can he get drunk? Ask the boss if he wants you to get drunk. Can you follow? Can you listen? Can you obey? Can you respect when you're drunk? Who let you get drunk? What happened to you, Noah? What happened to you? The Gemara says, Noach is tzaddik. The Torah says, Noach is tzaddik. Hashem said, you're tzaddik. All of a sudden, the Torah says, Vayachal Noach is Adama. The Torah gives Noach a new title. Who are you? A farmer. What? I'm a farmer? Says Torah here, Vayachal Noach is Adama, Vayita Kerem. Noach, the farmer, planted a vineyard. Why did the Torah have to tell you as a farmer? It was a tzaddik, a tamim. You missed the whole thing. Is there is a boss or there is no boss? There is no one day boss, one day no boss. 1 minute is a boss, 1 minute is no boss. I do what I want. Next hour, it is a boss. Shmone Esre, Baruch Atah Hashem, praise to Hashem. Shema Yisrael is a boss. And then after, where are you? What are you doing? I said, watch your mouth. He says, listen, you don't know where the boss is. He says, the Gemara says, this is, if Noach would have been in the time of Abraham, it's nothing. When Abraham, look, Mishneh Perkei Avot said, Abraham Avinu got the reward of all the 20 generations. You know why? Because he said, Anuchi Afar Vayeker, is down to earth, is holy, like Noach is holy. Abraham Avinu is watching his mouth, is watching what he does, is not going to do anything against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, Yesh Baal Abira. Abraham Avinu realized that the first person, the Gemara said, called Hashem, my master, is Abraham Avinu. I understood, that's called a boss. That when you want, is Melech Malchei Amlachim and Hashem, and then you know Hashem doesn't see, says the Rambam. He does what he wants, nobody sees, he does. And then he goes outside, big rabbi with a beard, he says, oh, and he knows the Shas. He says, what do you do inside your house? How do you behave? What do you do when nobody sees you? What do you do when nobody sees you? I says, that's the test. Humbleness is a test, how you behave. So the man says, that's the Parashat Noach. Parashat Noach is a guide how to survive. This is a time of danger. In difficult times, you don't know what might happen. The Gemara says, what happened? The Gemara says, listen, when there's a Gezerot, Tzadikim also in the Holocaust, major Tzadikim vanish with the people. The Gemara says, with the time of Gezerot, Satan, Lomachim, and Tzadikim, Rasha, big Tzadikim also killed. Reb Chaim Volozhin, listen one thing. In time of difficulties that you want to survive and you don't have shalom to get punished, you have to be nobody. A slave to Hashem. That's what Noah survived. Noah survived. And the minute that he moved a little bit, finished. History is finished with it. So the Parshat Noah is not telling you what happened to Noah, what happened to Noah, how can it happen? No. Parshat Noach is a guide for us to know in difficult times, who knows what's going to happen. But in the meantime, you want to survive. You're going to survive only if you be tzaddik tamim. You're holy, pure, and down to earth. That's what Noach matzachem b'nei Hashem. Even though Hashem wanted first to destroy and kill Noach, Hashem's second thought left him for us to learn. Says the Zohar, this is the whole thing about Moshe. Rabbeinu, the Torah said, Moshe. Moshe was Tikkun Noach. Moshe did all his life down to earth. So what is this? This is just to show that I know Hashem is the boss. That Reb Chaim Volozhin said, if you imagine Hashem is the boss, nothing can happen to you. Nothing can happen to you. It doesn't matter what people do. To you, nothing can happen. As long as you're really down to earth. So you watch your mouth 100%. You watch your thoughts 100%. This is you're humble and down to earth. This is a guide to survive tragedies. Not to tell you, once upon a time was the flood. Torah is not history book, says the Zohar. Torah is a guide. Torah is a message for us how to behave and how to survive tragedies. This is the Hashem Rehinu wrote Parashat Noach in the Torah for us to survive all the tzarot of Mashiach Mabam Amen. Amen. Thank you.